Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Inspired Evolution. This week we have the privilege of sharing the vibes with Juan Pablo Barahona, affectionately known as Juanpa. Juanpa is the founder and director of Kawok, a conscious living school. He is a transformational leader, a visionary, a motivational speaker, a yoga teacher, a wellness coach, and a musician. All roads lead to Rome. He's here with his programs to enable participants to realize their potential and step into their inner wisdom and infinite power. Welcome to the Inspired Evolution, and it is such a treat to be here today. It is such a blessing to receive your energy in the space. Today I have with me Juan Pablo, and it's Juan Pa affectionately, and if you don't have the affection yet, you will by the end of the episode. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Such blessing a treat to have be you here. Yo! Yay. It's a blessing for all of us to share in, and for those tuning in, just to give you a bit of a background, Juanpa is a transformational leader, speaker, visionary, holistic yoga teacher, healer, and coach. He founded the Kawok Conscious Living School. He's created life-changing programs that are globally recognized and shared. These programs enable participants to realize their deepest potential, right, and step into their inner wisdom and infinite power. Yo! Juanpa has impacted and inspired millions through his teachings at world-renowned events and festivals such as A-Fest, Bhakti Fest, Hanuman Festival, Wonderlust, Envision Festival, No Mind Fest. The list goes on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're here in service. He's a trained professional in many arts. He uses his diverse background to create a unique teaching blend of yoga, Chinese medicine, holistic nutrition, qigong, kinesiology, tantric, Toltec philosophy, Reiki, sound healing, shamanism, holistic therapies. All this to lead his audience and students to an extraordinary healing and introspective journey, right? The change within reflected in the change outside. Juanpa has been on an entrepreneurial path of teaching abundance, connection, mindset, and deep soul service for over 20 years now, leading inspirational talks, workshops, retreats, immersions, and teacher trainings around the globe. He's an eternal student of love and life, and found his passion and purpose in empowering others.
Yeah,
man, I can't tell you what a gift it is to have you here. Thank you, bro. It's like just resonating and resonating and resonating and.
Yes, inspired evolution is the way.
That's what we're trying to do. So, just inspiring the evolution, and I'm absolutely in awe of your story, because you've been through quite the journey, right? So. When did the journey of, like, let's say, becoming a like, I know many people plug into becoming a, like, working in the business world and then coming back, but obviously you've created and crafted your like, you were just called to the healing arts and that sort of stuff. And so from that space, what triggered that space? Let's start there first.
Like, what was there? Almost like life took me there, right? Yeah. I had a normal life. You know, my mother's a psychologist and she's amazing. She was very spiritual, but, you know, not that deep spiritual, you know, just enough. And my father is an amazing also architect, and he's got his own, like, connection, of course, to God and love and, like, lots of, like, holistic stuff. But really what got us zoomed into it was my brother's sickness. When I was 9, he was like off, full on epilepsy, like all day. He was dying. It was so much. And all the doctors said he had 1 year to live, right? So we're like, no way, this is not happening. That's There's intense. Something bigger. We're going to do whatever it takes. And we started, you know, with healers around Costa Rica and, like, you know, around whatever, whoever we know, but it wasn't enough. So we started traveling the world to all the shamans and healers we could go. And for me, that just opened me the eyes. Like, oh my God, he's getting better. Oh my God, there's so much more. Like, all these doctors that I had in pedestals, right? Yeah, yeah. That said he was going to die in 1 year, like, completely burned out for me, you know? And I'm like, there's so many other ways that people don't know. How can I tap into that? How can I? There was something that resonated inside, you know? Like, oh my God, that's almost me. Like, I would, once I saw a shaman, this Philippine, from the Philippines, this guy travels around the world, he's called Orbito. And he opens the people just with his hands. He taps into, you know, subtle dimensions and opens your body with his hands, brings out all this black stuff that I saw with my eyes. Imagine, I was like 10 years old or almost 11. Man, it was like too much. And then I'm like, my father's like, oh, you've got sinusitis. You know, I used to have headaches all day.
Yeah.
Like almost every day. It was crazy. Like all this was clogged and I was even taking chemicals to, like, release it. And then it's like, okay, I'm ready. I'll go for it, you know? And this guy operated me and did, like, a couple sessions for me, and I saw, like, no anesthesia, nothing, just I saw him bring out these, like, black grapes. He stuck his finger into my nose. I heard the crack of the bone cracking, and then he took out these, like, black grapes out of my nose, like nothing, put it into a plate, and, like, okay, just healed it a little bit, and okay, you're done. I was healed just like that. No more chemicals, no more headaches, nothing, just like that.
Wow.
And my brother,
after,
you know, after so many years, because it was, you know, it was different shamans that we went to and healers. Well, that was what, like 30 something years ago, right? And now he's 46 right now.
And he's thriving. What the?
He's one of the happiest people in the world, bro. Really, you see him? He's in bliss almost all the time. Because what happened is, like, all the epilepsy was burning his brain, right?
Right.
So the left side of his brain was being burned by this, like, 1,000 voltages pumping through his body, right? So it was so high, and it was literally burning. To the point that when they did a CAT scan, when he was okay, we got him to bring his medicine down from 21 pills to nothing, right? 21 pills to kind of numb him, slowly working our way through to nothing, right? Yeah. But then when we did this CAT scan for him, the doctor said, it's impossible. He can't be alive. All his left side of the brain is burned out. There's a black matter.
Yeah.
Black matter, like nothing, like it's dead. And somehow he got to use his right side of the brain to do everything, like if he had both sides. But, you know, the left side is your rational side, right?
The overthinking,
it's stressful. He doesn't have that. So that's how blissful he is. It's just he's laughing all the time. He's got, like, this child kind of presence, you know, that he's always open to, like, the new things of life and the fun in everything.
Yeah, tapped into the flow consistently. What a blessing.
So for me, that was it, man. I'm like, okay, this is the testimony. It is possible.
Yeah.
So I went right in, of course, through my journey, all kinds of stuff, because I had my own blockages, right? right? And my own approaches to spirituality in a way that all the spiritual teachers I worked with were a lot in the cloud. So they helped me a lot with yoga and meditation and all this stuff, but they were far away from the body, from embodiment, right? Especially in those times. Now embodiment is more connected to spirituality, but in those times, so many years ago, it was more about, oh, life is just an illusion, you know, like let's just connect with the higher self and the higher realms. And that was great, but I didn't know how to deal with all my dark stuff, my dense stuff, you know, my anger, my sadness, my fears. And nobody had an answer for that. It was like, oh, just meditate. Just that's
just stay as connected up there as you can and try not to worry about
that's human, you know. And something didn't work, right? So from there, I kind of got fed up to a point that I'm like finding myself exploring cocaine. You know, after this like 7-day immersion with this amazing guru, I find myself like sniffing cocaine right after that immersion. I'm like, I'm done. I'm like so angry with life and the world and with God, because God doesn't help me like release this stuff that I have, you know. Nobody has the answers. I'm done. Let me just try this out. Bro, and I got hooked for like a month, full on, like journaling, and I thought I was healing, right? Because I felt so empowered and so strong and so connected. Of course, all was an illusion too, but I went to that point exploring with all kinds of substances, with whatever I could to try to find out, how can I deal with all this fire that I feel inside, and I don't even know who I am. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not this all these things society offers me, right? I felt caged. So I'm like, I need to find new ways that I need to be a pioneer here, but I didn't even know how. So actually these substances helped me like release myself. And of course, I went through this process of like, okay, there's so much more. I need to heal. Cocaine is not the way, right? So I'm like, okay, that's another step, but I was done. I found myself with a knife on my wrist, ready to go, right? Ready to like release everything. Nothing had sense. And that was like my deepest black hole of transformation. I needed that pain. Like be totally disconnected from purpose, from who I was, from all my gifts, from everything. I had to go to that extreme because of my personality and the way I am. Now that's not what we teach people. We teach people the way through love, and we can rewire that in a different way. But for me, it had to be like that. And then through that, I went to these 4 years of spiritual community where they taught me how to deal with all this stuff. And I loved it. That's when I was just submerged with this spiritual path connected to embodiment, to living life in a conscious way, you know? And that's when I started getting into conscious living and how to really be present and how to like deal with all the stuff you have in your organs and your ligaments and your bones. Like it's all in our body. So I went really deep into like, I want to learn more about the map of the body. I want to learn all how all the spiritual dreams and visions we have are actually grounded in our body. So that's when I specialized and went into all these kind of schools of holistic therapies and all this stuff that would just take me deeper and deeper into my path and into like helping others find their own inner guidance, their own inner healer, their own light, right? Stop looking for it outside. It's inside of you. That power you're looking for, it's inside of you.
And it's been just waiting for you to tap into it.
It's just waiting for you to say yes, right? And let go of all these beliefs that you think, oh, life is this way, or I have to be that way, or this is my job, this is my survival, I have to take care of my kids, or that. All that is, yes, it's you know, it's 10% truth. But, you know, if you really tap into yourself and your gifts, you're here to be authentic, unique, and share your gifts with the world. And you can live from that. You don't need to be under any structure that's going against your beliefs, that you have to fight to go to work. I can't even believe people that get up and it's like, oh my God, again, I gotta go deal with that boss that I have and that office like submerged in four walls that are like cutting me from my energy, you know? It's so sad for me to see that people see that as their normal. So my mission has been like, hey man, let's wake up. You got so much inside of you. You can share this with the world and even make money around it, you know? You can live the life of your dreams right now with your story. Because everything that you have lived till now, there's a reason for that. You have something to teach to the world. It's not about you reading books and going to trainings. That helps. But if you tap into your story and you understand why you lived what you lived, you are a master. And you can teach the others to do the same.
There's such a deep message in that, in terms of who you really are and why you go through what you go through. Again and again, after everybody that's been on the episodes, the one thing that is like on the most meta level that is so easy to identify is like your greatest challenges become your greatest gifts.
Exactly. That's what we teach from a soul level. Like, how can we transform challenges into opportunities?
Yo.
How can we transform even obstacles that you're like, oh my God, this is too big for me. I can't deal with this. Why, God? Why me? Why now? I was so full on into my purpose. Well, because maybe you weren't that full on into your purpose. Maybe it wasn't the way your mind planned that it had to be. Mm. The mind always has a structure in a certain plan. We think it's heading some way and we assume stuff.
Yeah.
And we go beyond like what our reality is. Mm. So we're like, yeah, I'm going there. That's what's happening. It's obvious. No, nothing is obvious.
Creating resistance along the way is
exactly. You're just getting on the way because the universe maybe has bigger plans for you. Maybe wants to take you somewhere different. But if you're not available, if you're not open, you're not every time asking like, yes, I'm accessible. Thank you, God or universe or however you want to call this force that connects us all, this divine creation. If you're not open to that all the time with every breath, man, it's so easy that our ego, right? Especially our negative ego, the negative side of ego, right?
Yeah.
Takes us to different places of actually disconnecting from our purpose and who we are.
Because we're disconnected from everything around us, right?
The flow wants to go in a certain way. Uh-huh. And we're like, oh, because of our own plans, we kind of get off on the way.
Yeah.
And that's when we start hitting. And we start, oh, it's not flowing. Why? Why I'm not making money doing this? Why so much struggle and hustle? Why? Because you're not listening. That's all. Everything is just a lesson if we're open to see these obstacles actually as and opportunities.
What's coming up for me is the strength that it takes to really surrender. You know, a lot of people are like, strength, you know, I got this and I'm gonna make it happen. Let's go, you know. And it's just like, but what about surrender? You know,
what,
like,
about
what
surrender?
Happens if you surrender? And there's so many.
I know. Surrender, we call it surrender manifestation.
Yeah.
How can we manifest through surrender? Not manufactured manifestation. It's so different, right? Your ego manufactured. And ego is great. I never go against ego. Ego is powerful and you need ego on your side.
Yeah.
But it's good to see which parts of your ego are the negative ones that are actually bringing you down and isolating you, making you even feel like, oh, I'm so powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, I have such a big message. Oh, I'm so important. Come on, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It's not about us. We're just a messenger.
Yeah.
We're just a channel, right? We're just being open to saying yes to what the universe wants to manifest through us.
Uh-huh.
So the more we surrender, the more we are backed up by this energy that wants to just flow through us.
Totally. Totally. And the more you trust, the more you receive, and the more you honor, you learn to honor, right? The more that comes through. There's this, in this point, I really want to ground something in, which is, how would you advise, like, because I know you're saying there's aspects to the ego.
Yeah.
How do you identify the ego that's more troublesome and the ego that's more in service?
Of course.
Yeah, so.
For me, it's seeing whenever I am doubting, whenever, you know, there's fear, whenever there's even anger, whenever there's a reaction. Ego is always defending and reacting. That's the negative ego. The one that wants to say, no, I'm different, no, that's not the way it is, no. But you're coming from a place, you're touched, you're triggered, and instead of saying, oh, wait, that triggered me, that touched me, that feels weird inside, and accepting, that's your ego being touched. And actually, when you let that uncomfortability that we call, like, it's like an acid that you start feeling inside that's kind of eating you inside, right? Instead of reacting from that, because they touch your ego, right?
Uh-huh.
So instead of reacting from that space, you actually tap into it, you let it melt inside. If you let it melt, that this negative ego actually starts melting and adjusting to the positive ego, or to the universe that wants to flow through you. But you gotta be very humble and very present on when the ego wants to kick in.
Yeah.
So that would be the part that doesn't feel good. You're not listening to why these emotions or these thoughts from the negative ego are kicking in and are kind of making you feel separate or invaded, you know, or they want to hurt you, or the world is against you, or there's something against the ego, right? Yeah. That would be one aspect. But the other aspect is when you're too believing too much. Oh my God, I'm so big. You know? I know so much. I have so many titles. I've been all over the world. And you're kind of closing yourself. Like for me, I'm an eternal student of life. Yeah. I'm always open, man. If something needs to be downloaded, and I constantly bring all my constructs and all my beliefs on what the universe is and what the purpose is and what, you know, the way is, you know, and the spiritual journeys, they always burn down because we're being upgraded all the time. Like, we just had this amazing experience in Damanhur in Italy, the spiritual community. That's the most powerful community I've seen in my life spiritually, you know. Awesome. They've been 45 years alive. And they still are. Their teacher or their guru that was never put into a pedestal, he always wanted to empower everybody around him. He died. And that's been 5 years. They're still alive. They're still full on. But because they connected to this, you know, this power inside, and they're listening all the time to, okay, this is not us. This is not about the guru. This is not about the teacher. This is not about the plans we had. We're surrendering to the big picture, right? And whenever you're doing something right, or you think you know a lot, or you think you're somewhere, that's when I always tell myself, you know what? I know nothing. I know nothing. I'm open. Oh yeah, really? Yeah. Now, let me feel that. What is it that you're saying? It goes against everything I think of, but what is it? And we were in this place of openness. We were right in the middle of the temple of Damanhur, and we started receiving all these downloads. One of them was like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know what, Wampa? Like, all these patterns of having to learn through deep healing work that we have to do for so long, and it takes so long, and to heal yourself, you gotta fight so much, you have to do all these different techniques.
You gotta put the sword in the fire to burn it, to make it sharper and stronger and brighter.
There's like this spiritual pattern that we have all followed, that you have to go through that, and the more committed and the more spiritual you are, the more you have to suffer to release this. That's bullshit. We're ready to release everything right now, just like that. If you connect to your essence, to your core, if you connect to the guides, to the spiritual guides that we all have, that are there saying, let it go. Let go of your story. That's gone. Connect with your soul. Burn it out. Burns out just like that, if you're open, if you're not attached to following a certain process that takes so long, right? So for us, it was so big. Like, oh man, you can heal some. It's like mega healing in micro timing. Just like that, bro. Why not? Why are we so attached to 20 years of psychotherapy? No.
Well, that's really empowering, right? It's all about the programs and the beliefs that you've got installed in there.
Yes. Even spiritually.
Yeah.
I see many spiritual people even more disconnected from the soul because of that. Because I'm in this path. I'm in this religion. I'm following this philosophy. And that's the way it is. That can actually disconnect us from our purpose and our essence. Something also that burned down was the whole theory of the chakras. I've been working with chakras for 25 years. Like, full on, man. I'm the master of, like, the first chakra and how to act, even the second one. And, you know, all the way to 12. And then, okay, there's 33. And, oh, no, there's 132. And there's eternals. Yeah. Man, all the theory of chakras is just separation, too. That's something that just burned down for us. It's like there's oneness. And it's the heart. And from your heart, all the vortexes around you and inside of you will align. So it's getting simpler and simpler in that way. Yeah. You don't have to go through all these processes I went through that I love. But man, it took me so long, like so many immersions in tantra, in shamanism, in all this healing work of learning how to, you know, alchemize everything. And it's great, like it works, but we're now ready to like just tap into your heart, learn to breathe into your heart. Yeah. Your heart is 5,000 stronger. The energy field in the heart, in the vortex of the heart, is 5,000 stronger, more powerful than the mind.
Yo.
Right? And it's the center of it all.
Yeah.
So it's getting actually simpler and simpler to connect with your purpose, to connect with who we are. It doesn't have to take so long, man.
That's so refreshing. There's a deep message in there that I absolutely relate to. So one of my highest values is connection.
Yeah.
Right? And connection for me is all about my spirituality is all oneness. You know, that's everything from the outset. It's like, and so for me, oneness is basically fueled by love.
Yes.
You know, and in order to reach love, the next bracket is like, let's get unity consciousness going. Totally. And let's unify. And in that, the instrument to connect is connection, right?
Connection.
And so consistently connection keeps showing up, and you were grooving this really deeply for us, is that connection and disconnection, like the disease and the fears of the ego. It's like when you connect back in, explain to us connection and the magic God. And the depths. And
yeah, it's very beautiful when you see it and you connect you know, from a heart level, because one of another upgrade we have is that there is really nothing to heal. You know? The soul is healed. The soul doesn't need to be healed. You are integrated. You're whole already. You're already successful. You're already abundant. You're already... All the qualities of your soul lie within you. We're just getting on the way and not letting them be manifested. You know? And this disconnection that you're talking about, it's actually an illusion, because it's impossible to disconnect. We've always been connected at a soul level.
Yo.
The part that disconnects is the mind.
Yeah.
The part that disconnects is the ego that says, oh no, wait, let me protect myself. Yeah, yeah. Let me figure it out. I'll do it, you know?
Let me
read all these books and all these trainings and all this stuff. And you know, we decide from the mind.
Yeah.
From the mind you're deciding. Pros and cons. Uh-huh. From the soul we know.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're already connected. We're just remembering that connection. But just with this philosophy of remembrance instead of learning.
Yo.
Right? Just with this philosophy. I know it sounds super simple. It's like, okay, obvious, Juanpa. Okay, are you really doing it? Or is still a part of you hungry for like, let me read the next book. Let me do the next. That's great. I keep doing it all the time. It's not that I don't love reading. But man, sometimes I read one paragraph and I stop at one paragraph. I don't need to read the whole book.
Yeah.
It's not that hunger of knowing. That paragraph just inspires me. And with that paragraph, I write 5 pages of downloads.
There's something that came up for me recently, right? I was doing this research and I realized that now is the time of so much abundance of information that we're swimming through so much information, and the superpower becomes to discern what information you really want. Because I look back on the times, and maybe I don't have the right time frame, but let's just say 500 years ago, okay? People were still writing books.
Yeah.
But for you to come into contact with a book, the church kept all the books, right? So you to come into contact with a book or a piece of information was like, that's interesting that I've come into contact with this piece of book. That's where journaling, people used to write parts of a book in their journal.
Yes.
And then reflect it like, I just happened to come across this piece of information. What does this actually mean for me?
Exactly.
Right? Like, why is the universe orchestrating this piece of information into my space now? Like, how through integrated me. Is that, right? Like, like, what is this lesson that's learning and teaching and evolving and coming through the connection with everything?
Yes.
But now it's like there's information, like, thank you, internet, for all the interconnectedness. Like, we're here because the internet has woven us together. But, like, at the same time, and we get to share this, but it's the abundance of information and learning to how to discern through that.
Yes.
Man.
And that's part of the patterns that has been ingrained in our system. I call it, like, it's part of that domestication we've had. Our mind has been domesticated. So this is the way it is. The moment you're here with awareness of okay, I have a body, I'm a being, this is my name, I go to a school, like, you are bombarded with external stimuli. Everywhere you go, they're like, buy this, be that, have this, that's better looking than me, he's more intelligent than me. Okay, that it's always outside of you. They never teach us to come in and live your life from within, from that one eye, the eye of consciousness, right? The eye of what they what they call the third eye. You know why? Because it's not the duality with the two eyes. We get lost in this world of too much information. When you go with one eye, it's like understanding you're already that. You're already one. You're already connected. There's no separation. There's no need to look for anything outside of you. All you need to do is breathe. Connect to your heart. Be present in your heart. Do anything you need. If you're going too much in your mind, you know it. When it's there's too much fire here, and you're looking too much here, and you're asking too many questions, and you're in confusion or doubt, you're just in your mind. It's simple. So the only thing you need to do is learn or remember how to come out of your mind into your heart.
Yeah.
Your mind is always gonna be crazy. It's impossible. In my audience, not. I always tell them and remind them this, because they're like, okay, I'm meditating. Okay, I'm learning this new meditation. That's no. You are in a meditative state all the time if you choose to. You don't need to light an incense and light a candle. And now let me put my mind in blind.
Yeah.
Right? That's in blank. That's impossible. You can have some harmony in your mind, but part of the nature of the mind, it's all this craziness of thoughts. What's happening is that you become the observer of the mind, and then there starts being some emptiness between one thought and the other, and the other. And then they just go by like clouds. And you're like, oh, that's cool. There's a gift. But it doesn't even disturb you. You're just like, okay, thank you, mind. There you are. All right. That's the belief there again. Okay. Cool. But, you know, it's not ruling your world.
Mm.
The problem or the imbalance has been, we have been too identified with the mind. So imagine. The mind thinks today, I'm not good enough. I can't do it. How am I going to talk to that person? And that becomes your truth.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh my God, there's my little mind again with this program. Let me actually see how I can rewire this program back to my natural state.
Yeah.
Because that's not my soul.
Yeah, it's not serving my highest. Yo, in that interconnection, there's been, I guess, okay, I'll do a little bit, but basically what came up for me was exactly what you shared earlier on, is like spirituality became very out there, right? Very like astral and very, you know, there is a grand orchestra, and it's like, it's great that there's music playing, you know, all around, and it's really important to be aware of that the universe, and we're just a speck of dust, you know, I'm fascinated by that and how much we drum up our thing, problems and unbalances to be. But then I started showing up and I realized, no, wait. How do we ground this in, Rasta? You know, like, how do we really ground this in? And I'm really excited to have this conversation, because what came back for me was a few key things, but that at the base and the very core of it was, how am I showing up with the earth?
Mm-hmm.
How am I honoring my fire?
Yeah.
What is my relationship with the water I drink?
Yeah.
Right? How am I breathing?
Yeah.
Right. And those are the key four elements, right? But I know that you've got a principle of the five elements, right? And for me, the fifth element, let's talk about this and let's weave through this. Yeah.
No, you're so right, because it's really about, how can we embody our purpose? It's all about, how can we ground our vision, our intention, right? So if you see, let's go a little bit through the process. Like, the earth is really like where you set your grounding, you plant your seed. You're like, okay, this is my intention. This is what's happening, right? It's happening. Let's bring it in the body. Let's breathe it. Let's feel it, right? And then you light up the fire. What is the fire? Is, how can I burn anything that is not letting this intention rise? Because it's happening already. The seed is growing already. Yeah. What's not let it grow? It's all my doubts and beliefs that say, Wampa, that's not you. You're just dreaming, right? Like when we talked about a dream in school, and we're like, yeah, and everybody start laughing. And we're like, oh. Moments like that just blocked us from this dreaming state that it's actually the way you manifest. So through the fire, you're going to burn anything that's holding you back.
Yeah.
Then you need to breathe it. With the air, you're going to pump that fire, and you're going to make it better. Because through burning, the energy starts transforming. It's not lost, it's just transformed. So what was holding you back actually is going to nurture your intention.
Yo.
And through the air, You're going to pump that fire and make it bigger and expand it. That's what we call the radiation. You started opening up and expand it even more. Mm-hmm. And this is something we do in our bodies too. This is what we teach when we do, for example, the quantum flow, right? That you did in the Mind Valley talk that we had. It's like, how can we use these elements to open up more? So after you burn, then you've got the air that just expands your vision, expand it even more. And now your channel of energy or manifestation expands more, right? And the more it expands, the more you can flow into the water, which is just flow. Just flow in life. You synchronize. You're flowing. You know, obstacles become opportunities. You're just the water flowing over logs, over rocks. Anything that's on the way, the water will always adapt to that, right? And then from there, from this connection of these four elements, is that the basis of them all, that's the ether. It's really what's underneath everything, because when you talk about ether, we could call it prana or chi or ki. They have so many, or mana. They have so many different concepts wherever you go, right? But it's all about this energy that's underneath everything. No element would be manifested without ether, right? And this ether is actually what makes the four elements, then when they are balanced and they are all helping and nurturing each other, because they're all mixed, there's no separation, then the ether is just the expansion and accepting that the universe, source, or this infinite energy is supporting you and your vision everywhere and at every moment. So ether is that doorway of infinite possibilities. Ether is that vertical reality. So the four elements work in a horizontal reality, right? It's the third dimension. We can see them, we can taste them, we can breathe them, right? They're there for us outside and inside of us. But the ether, it's that vertical reality that you can't really see. You can feel it. You can see the effects of it.
Ever present.
Always. And you can be present to it. But you can't really. You can prove it now through quantum physics.
Isn't it amazing?
But, right?
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah, it's that magic element that's always present. And you can apply it to business, to relationships, to anything you want to take it to a quantum level. So we got the third dimension, and through the fifth you go to the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, like all the dimensions you want, opening up more and more and more. I open more. There's no limit.
I absolutely love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I
had this massive drop in recently, because in the Indian culture we pray. There are many rituals, but there's one really beautiful one where we pray to the fire, right? And the intention is you pray to the fire, you let go to the fire, and you request from the fire, you pray to manifest from the fire. And I was pretty deep in that process, and then I realized about the ether, you know, and I realized that the four elements are just gateways to help you really come back into, like, the ether is ever present, but it's like a really profound gateway into the ether, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just tapping into what's on the other side, and there's just plenty for you to, like, because even when you look at fire, like, you put gas and a match together and it just pops out of what? The ether, right? Like,
exactly.
And it just manifests. And it's like, here, you're talking to fire all of a sudden. What are you praying into the other side of the fire? And where is that being coded into? And where are you pulling that back from? So that's where your prayers are going. And I get fascinated, especially like when you drop the word quantum, because here we are talking about ancient healing practices, right? This is why I'm so, like, infinitely grateful to be alive in 2018. What a time to be alive. You know what I mean? It's like we've got all these ancient practices, right? Even yourself, like, now all this stuff can be interconnected. Like, in the morning I wake up, I eat Taoist like mushrooms to keep my longevity going and my health and vitality. Then I practice yoga, I practice Tibetan meditation, you know, we do South American like practices to try and keep us like energy clean, and there's all these weird things melding together, and then science comes along and goes, hey, what about quantum, you know? Like, let's try and figure some of this out. And it's like, shit, they're actually figuring some of this out.
Totally.
It's such a blessing.
Yes. To a certain part, you can even prove it, and you can even get it into a method. That's where the quantum flow came from. You know, I'm like, okay, I've been teaching yoga for, you know, over 20 years, Qigong for over 20, all these different things. And I'm like, there's something coming through, you know, in these past years have been like, what is it? It's something that is just mixing everything, but it's this new method that's coming that's not even related. It uses the same principles of all this ancestral healing and all these ancestral techniques, but it's beyond. It's for like, okay, the 2018 mind. You can't compare the mind we have now from the one 5,000 years ago. You can't compare the emotions that come through right now or, you know, the energy that flows through right now.
The amount of stimulation we have right now.
The amount of stimulation. The ego. The ego has evolved a lot.
Yeah.
If you go back and you see, like, the ancestral, it was so different from, like, how ego has been, like, because it's like a... You know, it's almost like it becomes stronger and stronger, and in a way, like, it kind of camouflages behind stuff. So now we have the spiritual ego. All these people like, oh my God, I'm so enlightened, and I'm just a raw foodist, or I'm just a vegan, or I'm just this. You can be anything you want, but don't get trapped in that, because the moment you're judging or criticizing somebody, you already lost it. You're already away from your soul.
Yeah.
I've had one of my best and amazing teachers, a shaman from Toltec tradition. We were doing deep, deep, deep work. We went to the pyramids 3 days, like full on fasting, like all these downloads received. Mm. We finish our training, right? And we go to a regular restaurant right around in Mexico. And we're like, okay, just in the restaurant. I go to the bathroom, you know, I didn't even see what she ordered. I came back and all of a sudden when they bring the dishes, they bring this piece of meat, but it was huge, and a Coca-Cola.
Yo.
Man, a Coca-Cola, I'm like, the worst. That's demon, you know? That's evil. And I still don't see it as evil, but it's like, come on, man. How can you put that
in
your body?
It's not serving your highest.
You
know, put it that way.
Bro, but she just taught me the best lesson I could have. I was so attached to being this vegetarian and being raw foodist and being, for so many years, I'm a holistic nutritionist, you know, man. I can tell, you know, like, and it just, I was like, no. I started crying. I'm like, everything fell down. She just laughed and laughed. And so, Juanpa, this is just an illusion. See how you put me first in a pedestal. And then, look, because I'm drinking Coca-Cola, now you judge me. Now, what do you mean? Like, all the teachings, everything I taught you doesn't work? I can transform this in a second in my body. This is nothing. I'm not attached to the physical reality. And I'm like...
Yeah.
That's quantum.
Yo.
That's quantum.
Yo.
And, you know, she didn't drink Coca-Cola, you know, like as a regular thing, you know. It was like here and there. But she used it, especially with people, to, you know, to like, hey, your blind spots. Can we unveil your blind spots and see where you're stuck because you think it has to be in a certain way?
And it's almost like that's another deeper connection to embodiment again, right?
Because
let's come back down, let's get grounded to what there is now in this time and frame that we're living in.
Of course, man. How can we bring everything that's all over the place into your body, into your posture, into your breath, into how you look at people? You can see people if they're open or not, if they can look at you in your eyes, or they're like, oh yeah. Right? There you see like how connected to their heart they are, you know. If they can't even look at you in the eyes, and they have this fear of like being seen, or like something's gonna happen, like it's too intimate for me. There's these patterns of like disconnection from intimacy.
Yeah.
Right? From going from soul to soul. But it's not because people don't want to. They crave, every soul is craving that. We just don't know how to. Nobody taught us that. So this is getting weird. I feel uncomfortable, right? So let me just take my eyes away.
Yeah, disconnect again. So for openness, like in that, how do you, like, okay, so my two biggest values are humor and humility.
Yeah.
Right? They were handed down from my father, who is my spiritual. He's just a homie. Let's put it that way. But yeah, humor and humility are always just the two things rock solid will always guide me true and true. And when you keep referring to openness, I love the idea of openness. And what's really dropping in for me is like openness to humility, and like the humility to be open, and the interwoven connection between the two. So can we talk a little bit about openness and humility?
Yes. And openness for me is also related to humanness. It's so lost. Like, you see Facebook, like, oh, look at me, I do this and that. But, oh, no, my dark side, you know, my shadow. I'm like, no, don't. And that's why if you see my Facebook, you scroll down, you'll see, man, I'm sharing whatever I'm going through. Yeah. It's like, hey, people, I just had this big thing. Like, I exploded. I just had a big explosion in this island in Greece where I saw, like, the man pattern, you know, of having this shield in the heart. And I've been working on this for so many years, but man, it's deep stuff. As men, we have carried this around the heart to not really let love just explode inside of you. There's like this fear and this kind of protection, right? So I had this explosion, and the first thing I do after I assimilated and integrated, I share it on Facebook. Like, can we share our humanness? Can we inspire others to be human too? That's being humble. Even if you've been 50 years in your spiritual, who cares? You're always gonna have something. You never arrived. There's always a next layer and a next layer.
Evolution.
Even if you're a coach, even if you're a spiritual leader, it doesn't matter. A real leader is one that shares his weakness, his vulnerability. That's what helps others say, oh, okay, thank you. That teaches more than you just go and, you know, philosophize for 1 hour on how you can do this type or that type of meditation and how blah, blah. Like, yeah. I can see that everywhere in Google, you know? Yeah. But can I have your heart? Can you share me your story and how what you did to go through that? That for me is being open. When you're in that space, you open yourself up because you're exposing yourself like that. You can be judged, you can be, but what you do is you're bringing people in. People just want to be with you. They want to know more about you. They want to learn more about you. They're like, man, I relate to you. You're at my level.
Is that something like that's obviously timeless, right? That wisdom. But I'm sorry to take it here, but Actually, never sorry. but yeah, like recently, especially being here at the Mind Valley Experience, there's been a lot of people that I've been consulting for podcasting just because this is like the groove.
Yeah.
And they've got these really polished podcasts. Lots of people listen, right? And all of a sudden they're like coming up and they're like, how come you've got so many listeners when mine's is so polished? And I listen to it and it's like they've got the perfect intro. Exactly. All their ands and buts and are polished out.
Yeah.
And they've got this perfect outro. And I found myself saying, I can't relate to you because it's too polished. It's I can't connect, you know.
Perfect looking.
Yeah, you know, you're perfect looking, you know. Perfection is like, what a program. Like just
perfection.
And so with the Inspired Evolution, it's thriving because people are like, I'm just here being me. None of this gets edited. It's just where I just tack an intro, tack an outro, listen again, boom, you know. And it's like we get the raw and the authentic conversation and the authenticity.
Yes. That's where it's at, bro. That's why, for example, in this, in the wild leadership trainings that I was telling you about, that we go deep into the, you know, nature and the jungle and really work on how can we release all these beliefs, all this domestication we've had that is not letting our wild self come through, you know, or be wildly successful. Why? Because you're you. People love you how you are. You don't have to be a certain way. You don't have to put this mask in order to create or do something. That's just numbing you in a certain way. And you can be successful to a certain point and get money and get titles and all this stuff. You will accomplish it somehow. And you see a lot of successful people there.
Yeah.
But are they really living the dream? Are they really tapped into their full energy? Do they wake up blissed out and with all this inspiration and creativity? Or are they holding back? I can't say that. I can't do that. I can't talk to that person. I can't go there because there's all this restrictions that are not letting themselves be them and then be creative and be inspired and be, you know, like share from their heart what they feel and let the world know who they are, you know, in every way possible. And I'm not meaning like, okay, exploding anger for people to see you when you're angry or sadness. No, you transform that. Nobody needs to see your own evolution in that way in transformation, but you can share after, oh, I just had a big opening through my anger. I was feeling anger because I was touched in this way because my inner child, when I felt repressed by my father, and then I touched that wound through this trigger and I had a lot of anger. I did this to transform that anger. That helps much more other people thrive and connect to their own leadership when you're letting them know what you're doing with your life in every way possible, in every area of your life, and how you're transforming that, right?
Yeah.
So being authentic, being real, being wild, being you, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing else for you to be you. Right? It's like, accept, you're amazing the way you are. You're perfect in your imperfection, the way you are right now. Stop faking it. Stop trying it. There's nothing to try. Actually, just know yourself. accept yourself, and love yourself in every way possible so that your highest self may rise and rise more, that you start living from that highest self. And all these low vibrations, they won't manifest as much or as much intensely, but because you're nurturing your highest self.
Your attention goes, all. Energy flows. Yo, bro. Yeah, totally. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. In that, there's a big piece on creativity.
Yes.
You know, and I, like, you know, we were connecting over the hand pan before. Obviously, music is something that we both have a super passion for. And I love creativity, because what I realized is creativity is the natural order of everything, right? Like, nature is consistently, in spite of evolution, like, you'll see all this stuff, and it's like the nature, right? It's consistently creating. And if we can tap into creativity again and again, that's because we're all the universe looking in on ourselves, right?
Exactly.
And so if I'm trying to be you, or you're trying to be me, and it's like one of us is becoming superfluous, and nature is like, you're not creating the natural thing, right? So let me take you back, let me give you dis-ease, or let me give you fungus so I can reclaim you, and then at least create something new, and because creativity is the natural order, right?
Yes.
And so in that authenticity, access to your creativity.
Yes. And that's, you just touch a very important point that I see, and I have this saying all the time, that it's like, man, if you're a pear tree, why are you comparing yourself to an avocado tree? They're both amazing. You have your gifts. Make the best pears possible. Make your best avocados. That's your only mission. If you keep looking outside, what do I have? I see all these clients too that come and they're amazing. Like, they're on their purpose and they're following, and they're like, man, and I'm following all these persons, but I love the video they did about this. And I just look at them and it's like, okay, man. So now you want to do a mix of all of them, right? Is that you? Is that really you? Can you stop looking at all these people that are out doing those amazing things? And they can inspire you for a moment, but if you're always looking at everything they're presenting and how they're doing it and why, you're always going to be dependent on this outside source that we're used to. Instead, tap into you. What is your story? What has helped you rise and evolve? And okay, through that, open up to, okay, how can I share my message with the world in a creative way? How if I go in and look at my mind, and then look at the emotions, and then look at my body, and then look at it from a soul perspective, how can I share this message through all these different views of everything I have? You have more than enough to be creative if you tap inside of you, but you gotta be ready to risk it. You gotta be ready to be in the uncomfortable place of like, I'm a pioneer. Nobody has done a video like this.
Yeah.
Nobody has done a business like that. That's great. You gotta risk it, man. You can't just go, okay, let me just do the same they're doing it, but I'll name it differently and I'll change a couple things. That's not yours. And even if you're successful, you're not going to be fulfilled because you're not listening to what your role is in this life. You're trying to be an avocado in your pear.
Such a good metaphor.
You can fake it, you know, you put a mask, and it can look nice, but no, that's not you. Accept who you are and actually go deeper.
Uh-huh.
Actually, feed those parts of you that are different. Feed them more.
Yeah.
Don't try to avoid them and feed the parts that are similar to other people. Feed your differences,
your uniqueness. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Thank you for this conversation. As we were diving into that, the next thing I wanted to talk about was uniqueness of spirituality and creating your own
beautiful thing. I love that.
You know, just like, because, and I think it's especially profound in 2018, and this comes not from a place of any form of sacrilege whatsoever, you know, like honoring what is meant to be honored. I totally stand for that, you know, and like, there is so many, like, everybody. My belief is that everybody's on their right path, you know, and they're honoring what they're meant to be honoring. But in that, learning to honor as open and as much as you can, right?
Yes.
So start crafting and creating your own spirituality. And obviously, as I'm sitting here, it's hard not to have this conversation with you about uniqueness in spirituality and creating your own spirituality.
That's such a relief when you start accepting that your own practice, transformational practice, spiritual practice, however you want to call it, right? This alchemy of turning lead into gold, right?
Yeah.
Like it's so about listening to yourself and what you need in the moment. And I'm not talking about I wake up and I'm like, oh, today my spiritual practice is chocolate cake. That's what I feel. That's not your higher self. Come on. You know, that's not, you know, just sugar first thing in the morning is not going to take you anywhere more than like, I want more sugar. Now I want sex. Now I want this, but from a place of emptiness, right? Yeah, yeah. So, okay, let's be clear. I'm not talking about that, but just take your time to wake up in the morning and like, oh, maybe I just want to lie in bed and put the hands in my heart and just breathe deeply and connect with my intention and my vision. And I feel peaceful and harmonious right now that I can do that. I don't even need to get up and run the 5 kilometers I run every day and do my 2 hour yoga practice or go and do my gym that I need to do, because take your time, listen, what feels good for you right now in a place that, and then after maybe it's journaling and you just need to journal that feels good, and maybe it's just some breath work, and maybe then you want to have a green juice because that feels good, or you just want to fast, or maybe, you know, you want to go for a run, or you want to go hug a tree in nature. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's trusting that your inner guidance knows. So we do these yoga teacher trainings that I called holistic yoga teacher trainings or shamanic yoga teacher trainings, right? That it goes beyond even yoga. Like, they come because like, yoga certified alliance and, oh my God, this guy that's done and teaches around the world. Yeah, that's... And man, everything burns
down. You promise them
down.
What they want, you give them what they need.
Exactly. And it's all about your inner master. It's not about learning the structure and how. Of course, that's important. Like, I'm all about alignment and all that stuff. But, man, that's just 5% of yoga. Yoga is not even the postures. Yoga is about listening to your inner guidance and who you are. And I have all these teachers that come already, that have already done 200 hours, and they come for my 300-hour program, right? And they're like, okay, yeah. And they know it. They got it going. They got their practice. And I see them going. It's like, sometimes they do their practice without love. Just discipline. They become, and then they're like, Juanpa, and there's sometimes I don't even tap into my practice. I just do it like a robot, but I feel empty, and sometimes I have to fight with this stuff, and I feel so bad the day I don't do my practice. And it's all these structures of it has to be in a certain way. Why? And when we do is deconstruct everything, and they start tapping into like, maybe today is just this breath work. Maybe I don't even move in the morning. I just need to journal, you know, and just be present in meditation. Maybe it's a 2 hour practice. I don't care, but something, what connects you with your inner guidance, with your drive, with your, you know, sometimes you just need to put music and just dance, right? Like, there's so many ways. Don't get attached. It has to be this way. You can, that doesn't mean going deep into methods. Methods are important. If you're gonna learn something, learn it as deep as you can, but then you let it go.
Honor it and then find your
groove. Because then you are attached to this. This structure, and that's where your limit is.
Get stale.
You get stale, and there's no more flavor. There's no more spiciness. There's no more love, you know. So you need to find your own. How does that method that you practice for so long comes through you? How does so I send them out and like, okay, now go do your practice on the beach. We work this on the beach or nature and jungle, like. So it's like, okay, you learn this technique. How does it come through you? And now come after and teach me something from you using the principles I taught you. What? Man, and they open up in such different dimensions, not only for them, but for other teachers, because it's like, this is it. I let the universe flow through me. They don't structure the classes anymore, and they give the best classes ever. Because it's listening to what people need, listening to the energy that's flowing through in the moment. And not to what their minds is structured. It has to be in one or other way, right?
I really appreciate that. And again, that what brought through came through for me again was, don't keep it stale, keep it creative. So your unique spirituality. And so in through all of that now, as we're slowly like coming out of the podcast, what's like, is there a message in your heart that is like the message that is just, that's the message to share?
Take your time to listen, to be accessible to source, to this creative energy that wants to flow through you. Always take the time to be accessible. This energy is knocking at your door with every breath. So take this energy in. When you inspire, You're taking spirit in. You're accepting this spirit is flowing through you. It's infinite.
Mm-hmm.
So just know this. Remember this. That's all it is. And when you exhale, let go of anything that's holding you back from manifest this energy that wants to come through. So the first time is listen. Then trust. Trust in what you feel. Trust in your vision. Trust in your dreams.
Yeah.
Trust that you have a big mission and a big message to the world.
Mm.
And the third one is act. Don't stay just dreaming. Act.
Do you had anything. To ground it in, didn't you?
Embody it. Be it. Yeah. Do anything you need to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Because there's always more.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And just while I'm here, I just want to... Yeah, I really want to just take a moment to honor and acknowledge and appreciate, you know, not just you like us having this conversation today and everything that's been present and just how this is woven, but also, you know, like I know in the quantum it's all in the now, but just the past as well, like everything that has crafted and been part of your journey to help inform the process and the beautiful chat we've had here today. And just, you know, appreciate and give thanks and blessings on the journey coming forward too, brother. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for all that you do and all that you share. It's really a blessing to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing. An honor to share with you. We could go for ages.
Oh man, right? Literally, I feel like this is to be continued for sure.
So good.
For sure. Thank you. We'll travel around the sun a couple of times and definitely come back into
we
this.
Will.
For sure.
We will.
For sure.
And thank you for what you're doing in the world. Like everybody really like this is rocking it. What he's doing, like keep going deep with this guy. I really love not only because of what you share and your podcast, but you're walking your talk, brother.
Thank you.
Seen you. I see you. I see you in person. I know most of you. You just see him. He could be a mask, just like, you know, interviewing people. But he's walking his talk. He's doing it. So thank you for that, bro, in every area of your life.
Thank you for that reflection. It means a lot to me. For those that really want to tune into Juan Pa, the best place to do that, brother, for those listening.
Yeah, that can be like my webpage. That's the events and, you know, free trainings we have there too. You can just look for juanpabloarahona.com or consciouslivingschool.com.
Can we spell Juan Pablo Arahona for those that are listening?
Yes. So it's J-U-A-N P-A-B-L-O B-A-R-A H-O-N-A
.com and it's all there.
It's all there. Yeah, you can connect. Send me an email if you want to connect. And through Facebook, I would recommend because I do a lot of Facebook lives like we did right? Like we're full on sharing messages all the time, whatever comes through inspiration. Yeah. And usually it's very tapped into the tribe and what they need and stuff like that. So if you want to follow me on Facebook also, like
it's an absolute blessing, guys. And as Juanpa was saying before, it's not your usual feed. You know, you get to see everything, you get to see the inside. Like recently had his birthday and there was so much raw vulnerability in that in terms of what was coming through, and it's like, oh man, that's so real and it's so refreshing to have that space. So highly, highly recommend getting connected. We've talked a lot about connection, but get connected. It's such a blessing.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you all for being with us here too. Thank you.
Hey tribe, thanks for tuning in to another fun, enlightening episode of The Inspired Evolution. I've been loving all the feedback and personal stories of love, health and growth. Your feedback and stories are incredibly welcome. The easiest way to connect with me is via my website, which is www.amrit-sandhu.com. You can leave me a message or a comment It's one of my highest values to connect, so I love to connect and love to hear from you. You can also find me on Facebook, Amrit Sandhu. And if the content has been resonating with you, you can help the Inspired Evolution out in a big way by liking the YouTube channel, subscribing to the Inspired Evolution, or the Facebook page, like that please, at the Inspired Evolution, or by leaving a review on iTunes if you're on an Apple device. And also, if the Inspired Evolution episodes are inspiring an evolution within you, or you can feel the inspiration is valuable for your team to evolve to the next level, you can head on over to www.amrit-sandhu.com to see how the Inspired Evolution can help you and your team thrive. Much love, tribe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.